This Ain't No Disco is the title of an alternative music and performance programme hosted online on the website thisaintnodisco.ie. The programme was created by DJ and music creator Donal Dineen, along with director Miles O'Reilly, and the four episodes of season one showcase the type of musical and performance talent that tends to go underrepresented in mainstream media. On Thursday, September the 26th, Donal Dineen will curate and host a live event at Delight Studios in Dublin's North Inner City to help raise awareness for the entire enterprise and also to help raise money to fund a new season which he and Miles hope to launch on New Year's Day in 2020. I think this is the first time I've said that year live on air. Well, Galway 2020 I suppose says it for that too. Amongst the performers at this event, this live event, will be Anna Mika, my junior brother, and Emmett Kerwin. Emmett is with me in studio this evening. Yeah, it's just suddenly when I said 2020, it's kind of around the corner now, isn't it?
Today was one of the first kind of cold days, you know what I mean? I did really feel that kind of like back to school, walking around the city, like even at the age of that I am now.
Yeah, you still got the back to school nerves.
I was like, oh God, this reminds me of like that chill of, physically. And
did you get a little bit of fear? Did it creep in?
I still get those dreams where I'm doing my Leaving Cert again. I get them all the time, and then I'm trying to convince the teachers that I've gone to college and everything, and they're like, I'm like, why would I come back to redo my Leaving Cert? To do better. I think there's some sort of imposter syndrome, I think, in there. There has to be. It's an anxiety dream, yeah.
Yeah, because do you not have actor anxiety dreams? You know, ones like where you turn the page of the script from page 23 and suddenly it's page 76.
Yeah.
Then you go looking for your line, it's not there.
I've had really specific ones about like that I got a part as King Lear, even though like it's a man in his
70s. Young, yes.
Yeah, you know, so obviously it was a dream, it didn't make much sense. But I remember I went on stage and didn't know any of the lines, but in the dream I was like, you know, kind of saying to the director, it'd be like jazz, you know, I'll wing it. And they're like, it's nothing like jazz. So that's my anxiety dreams, of acting.
You probably have had anxiety dreams about trains and train tickets.
Yes.
Because in fact we had planned and hoped you'd be with us yesterday, but it all went terribly wrong. Don't worry about it. But it all went terribly wrong in terms of, you were coming back from Cork, in fact, weren't you?
We're doing the Sounds from the Safe Harbour Festival, which was brilliant. It was on for the whole weekend, and I had got a lift in the air. They were like, everything great now, you have your ticket there, and I was like, I do. And then I looked, I was like, I don't, and I can't get back to Dublin now, so sorry for leaving you in the lift.
No, you didn't. Fine, and you're here tonight, so that's the main thing. How was Sounds from a Safe Harbour?
It was brilliant.
What was it that really struck you about it?
I think it was the Mary Hickson, who's the artistic director, and it's curated by Enda Walsh and Killy Murphy, and now I'm leaving someone else out as well. But the great thing about it is, it's not that it's like, wouldn't you like to say the word alternative, but it's a lot of musicians that might not see at festivals that are on this year in Ireland. So it's a unique festival in that sense that the music and the poetry and the art that's at it is quite different from other festivals. It's curated brilliantly. And then the main kind of, the great thing I found was, I was part of one, was like the free music trail. So it's 40 acts all over the city, and you're kind of like rocking around Cork because it's a walkable city and you can go into things. So I did my gig in the Oval. It's like a great pub, you know, and just jam packed with loads of people there to listen to poetry, which was quite nice.
It was all spoken word that you were at work. Yeah. Was there a bit of music involved in it, or did you stick purely to the spoken word?
I'm kind of moving into this. There's a show I'm writing at the moment and I'm hoping to do for next year, so a few of the poems are kind of like trying to incorporate music now, and hopefully that'll be scored as well. So I'm kind of playing around with the musicality of the poems as well.
Yeah, but I mean, that has been there in your work along, that kind of musicality, hasn't it?
Because spoken word, it's very specifically something that's written to be performed, you know. It's kind of more coming from the theatre realm, and also my background as a theatre actor, and it's kind of like acoustic hip-hop more than anything else. Do you know what I mean? So you're thinking about the performative aspect rather than the written word.
And it kind of fits in really well what you're describing there with this event that Donal Dineen and Miles O'Reilly are organising. I don't know about age now, could be an issue here. Would you have been watched This Ain't No Disco back in the day?
I would have done, I'm 39 now, so I'm getting there. But I used to watch it, and it was one of the places where it's one of those types of shows that they introduce you to new music and new artists, which I think is great, and not just the stuff that's on the algorithms on your Spotify or on the radio. Well, there's lots of great stuff on the radio as well, but they really go and find and look out for those things, and it's a real great platform for Irish artists that maybe don't get as much airplay or you know, on Spotify and so forth.
Yeah,
so.
I know you were in episode one of season one. I was watching it earlier on today. Really amazing how they put the piece together. There's kind of an anchor interview that that pops in and out, but then you've just got performances dropped in and dropped out. So did you go and do your piece? You did a bit from Dublin Old School. Did you go and did it in a shop in Temple Bar?
I live around the corner, and they were like, "Oh, we do. Actually, let's just go in here." So it's all a bit kind of, you know, they're like, "Let's just see what happens," you know. And even at the end of that video, I think some kids run over and tried to start talking to Donald because his foot was broke at the time or something. And
he
start using it, you know what I mean? So they were like, things like that then are left in, you know, those little happy happenstances, you know.
But one of the things I know that you will love about this live event that's taking place on September 26th, Thursday, September 26th, is that it's at the Delight Studios in the North Inner City. Do you know that venue?
I have heard about it, and I've heard loads of great things of gigs that are up there. And it's great for that kind of side of the city as well, that there are music venues that are kind of taking up the slack because of so many music venues, unfortunately, that are getting closed down, you know. And it's great that it's there. I'm happy it's there. It's, you know, it's embedded in the community.
I guess it also fits into the first piece that you might do for us, Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet. Kind of that there is life in the city. Don't let it abandon it just yet.
And it's, yeah, now this is something that's brand new. It's kind of more of a monologue, but sure, listen, we'll give it
less of a listen.
We did it yesterday and it seemed to go down all right. Everybody in me gaff says this city is dying. In an effort not to be a bad host, I've been reduced to adjusting the heat with a needle nose pliers. Too hot to have the oven on anyway, and the window not open. The cat has a Steve McQueen escape plan that makes me feel she has a death wish to rush to the cobbled streets of Temple Bar, four floors sideways. Her and the city might land on their feet, but I don't want to test the theory. Polite guests smoke out the window, shut that. That doesn't close all the way, but lets in enough city centre monoxide to do damage. Landlord won't fix it. I won't pay. A Mexican standoff in a rent pressure cooker zone. This was once a neighbourhood of art. In the regeneration in the 90s, these gaffs were designed as garrets for artists, but somehow they wound up in the hands of shopkeepers. This, I feel, is an analogy for the turbulent path towards our independence and my free state of mind. It always starts with art, and then it ends in real estate. Communists and socialists sit on me sitting room floor and discuss taking back the city. That was then, year gone, dreams gone. The films tell you that the empire will lose and the plucky rebels will look out. Capitalism is stronger than any debts there. UDA men and ballys backed by our own leftists are not Luke here in 2019. You'll be vilified. Your man doesn't care. He's a communist. Not an internet communist, a card-carrying communist. That's not alliteration for the crack either. He's an actual red, but not under me bed. He's just sitting down on the couch, resting against the poof. Time to mobilise is now. These chats about the demise of our city, where it was in the last summer before Dublin became a cadaver. I think that's a mixed metaphor, but then again, this isn't really much of a poem anyway, so don't worry about it. In the temple, there's a kid, Keenan, in the street singing with that. She moved through the fair, warbling, feeling. Pádraig McCollum standing beside him with a pen, taking down the lyrics, the songs that the buskers that they banned. Someone forgot to tell the chumphlet to stop dreaming. Dublin, I know, you're not dead yet. Dublin, I know, you're not dead yet. Citizens become the detritus from gentrification, the cultural sanitisation and globalisation, and the rest of us give side-eyed views to anyone who thinks this is a good idea. I got a Facebook message from a DJ and a magazine editor the other day about coming together and doing something to let you know what happened. The cultural set. Block T. The Flea, Hangar, Tivoli, the Shaw, you see, was the last straw. My flat guests say that this is useless and they should know. It's not market fatalism, but battered and bruised visits to sell for occupying a derelict. And Dublin, I know, you're not dead yet. The artists in my phone want to strategize, collectivise, unionise in the face of what they will do to atomise your soul. You don't have roommates anymore, but bunkmates, 30 people to one kitchen and one pot to piss in. And even that you have to pay for. It's Metropolis, but are you running in the garden or one of the workers in the lift? Collectively, collective action, traction, that doesn't work, but it's the lesson stands. Don't be sheep. Rhyme is cheap. The market always acts as a creep. They put up student accommodation instead of public homes against what they see to be dead set. I'll get rid of the screens and the smartphones and I'll become well-read, yeah. But if you get a burner, they'll think you're part of that North Inner City no-good set in Dublin. I know, you're not dead, yeah. Dublin, I know, you're not dead, yeah. Dublin, I know, you're not dead, yeah. Dublin, I know, you're not dead, yeah.
Emmett Kerwin with Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet. And Emmett is in speaking to us this evening about the live This Ain't No Disco that'll be happening on September the 26th at the D-Light Studios in Dublin's North Inner City. Can't help, I'm sure it's conscious on your part, Emmett, parallels there with the 8th of September 1913. Obviously, Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet. Yeah, Romantic yeah. Ireland's dead and gone. It's with delirium. But also, there's a little bit early on in it where you talked about this. You're referring to Temple Bar. This was once a neighbourhood of art. Now it's in the hands of shopkeepers. And I'm thinking of fumbling in the greasy tail, to use the incident. That thought was in there, I guess.
I think I was reading Dermot Farrater's A Nation, Not a Rabble. And there was it's a quote from somebody at the time saying that after the revolution, you know, there's no point getting rid of the empire if we just kick them out and give over the country to, I think the quote was like shopkeepers and publicans or something like that. I don't, they were being mean about it, but I kind of understood what he meant. And I lived there in Temple Bar, and it's funny because, you know, this was a place that these apartments they do live in were all designed as for artists, you know, but they're not occupied by artists, they're all Airbnbs now. Do you know what I mean? And they were designed kind of as these small kind of one-bedroom apartments, you know, to work in.
And the Shaw was the last straw. You're talking about the George Bernard Shaw, the pub there,
There's like, you know, a lot of kind of snarky articles over the weekend about people that are kind of like, you know, that's just capitalism, or, you know, stupid hipsters, you know, that kind of way. But like people like Unam Mullally has been really great at kind of, you know, articulating why places like this that are cultural centres really mean a lot to people. And they're as important to people in terms of music as CGB's in New York or The Cavern, you know, and there's a lot of artists that have come up through there. I performed there a number of times, some of the biggest DJs in the world now, like Manu Latouf and Matador. And ultimately, they're right, it is just a pub, but it's more than that. It's a place that was a cultural hub. And there's a lot of places, like I mentioned there, The Flea had been shut down, Hangar got shut down, Tivoli got shut down, and they're all being replaced with hotels.
Since we have seen that September 1913 parallel in Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet, have you any sense, and Yeats didn't when he wrote September 1913, have you any sense of the Easter 1916? Have you any sense of a way out of this situation? You haven't buried Dublin. It's not dead yet. Do you think there's a possible reprieve?
I think I'd like to be hopeful, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's the sense that maybe, like, I always think there's something that's going to galvanise kind of support into pushing back against something, but ultimately progress is really hard to stand up against, especially when it's a very particular type of progress, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of artists leaving, you know, like David Kitt mentioned it last year.
Yeah.
Even I've seen the Rubber Bandits are talking about it on Twitter today, about people's stories. Like, we can't afford to live here. Not just artists. No young person really can afford to live and work in this city, and it's becoming untenable. So there's no point in having a city if it doesn't have a culture or a soul.
I'm guessing that Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet, might well be part of the performance on the 26th.
That's one of the ones that'll be there,
and I presume you'll visit some old stuff.
We're going to do loads of stuff, and Junior Brother's going to be playing as well, and a host of other artists. Yeah. And it's going to be a great night, so please do tell everybody,
we'll finish up by listening to a bit of Junior Brother, because he was in with us a while back, in fact. It's a recording that we're using from them 26th, I'm talking about the event on the 26th. He was in an arena back in February, in fact, and I have a track from him that I'll finish up with, The Back of Her. Listen, thanks for coming in,
Emmett. Thanks for having me.
And now take the ticket in your pocket the next day.
I will. And I won't leave you. You're a gentleman, thank you.
Good to see you.
So nobody can take a fella's company from himself. So nobody can take a fella's company from himself. So nobody can take a fella's company from himself. Surely.
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Junior Brother there and his track The Back of Her. And Junior Brother, one of those who'll be performing at the This Ain't No Disco Live that Emmett Kerwin was in speaking to us about this evening. Emmett Kerwin will be there, as he told us, as will John Francis Phil Flynn and Anna Mika. And if that's not enough for you, we are told that there will be surprise guests on the night as well. This Ain't No Disco Live takes place on the evening of Thursday, September the 26th, the D-Light Studios at the Five Lamps area of Dublin's North Inner City. And worth your while to go and look at some of the programmes that Donald and Miles made for season one. This Ain't No Disco.ie will give you all of that.